Hello, this is astrologer Shelley Antine, and I'm bringing you my point of view about the Scorpio lunar eclipse, which is arriving with the full moon in Scorpio on Friday the 5th of May. And in the Eastern time zone, it is at 1:34 p.m. in the afternoon. What may or may not be obvious to you is that if the moon is exactly opposite the sun and the sun is above the earth, at the time of an eclipse, you will not see the moon eclipse. And that is true for us here in the United States. So it's really happening on the other side, where you have to be beyond sunset in order to have the moon rise. And so it's not as difficult to be under the rays of a lunar eclipse as it is to be under the rays of a solar eclipse, but still, we are looking at a transition point, and a point that is now involving the lunar aspect of our life, which is bringing up, for those of you who believe in this or are aware of this, past lives and even past life of this life, you know, memories and things that are lost and gone. But it is also bringing up our, quote, relationships, unquote, energy. Our relationships to people, of course, that would be the first thing you would be thinking about, but maybe some of the things you aren't thinking about is your general relationship to many things in your life and to life itself, to nature, to just the whole manifestation that you are involved in, and what you have been involved in. You know, we're on a precipice, as other astrologers are also pointing out. And one of the reasons for that is we had Pluto, which is the ruler of Scorpio, which is the sign of the lunar eclipse, you know, connect the dots, is retrograde for the eclipse. It went stationary. Speaking under the stationary aspect of Pluto, it retrogrades on the first day of May. And this is an unknown, I mean, seriously unknown. When Pluto starts out in any sign that it's been started out in since you existed and since other people existed, we were going to experience deep level transformation in the areas that are governed, let's say, by that sign or that have the connection to that sign. And Aquarius, by definition, is a wild card sign because it is about freedom and change. And we don't know. And this is something we hate. We hate it because it feels frightening. It always feels frightening. Change is frightening, and that's another sign. Aquarius is involved with change. So deep level transformation change is, whoa, this isn't just a little minor change that's going to happen now. It's going to be far-reaching and transformative. All right, so here's what we have to decide. And this is why the polarity exists at this full moon, because Taurus is a sign that also doesn't like change. All the fixed signs, are except for Aquarius, are not very fond of things they don't feel in control of. Well, let me tell you, no one's in control of Pluto. But we are in control of observing. And that's Aquarius. Being able to detach for enough time to take a look at what your mental conversations are about, what your outer world conversations are about, what is happening in the moment, and what is your reaction and relationship to that. And then that helps you become the observer instead of the victim, and you can make choice. All right, and that's probably the most important thing I'll say, so you can tune out for the rest of it. No, come back. Really, the issue, again, with a lunar eclipse is relationships and a change and a new beginning. So this is the thing. The new beginning is better for you because you're evolving. So you can sort of send energy to the new beginning also, in the sense of what I would rather see happening instead of my fear of the change, instead of my fear and clinging on to the identities of all of my past in this life, plus all of my past lives, and what I was and what I think about it and everything around me, letting go and knowing that you are still you and a different version of you, because we always are moving through, if we allow ourselves to, into different versions of ourselves. You know, it's like going through old photographs, which is something that I did and had to realize that the release had to be made. You know, those photographs are not going to be in my possession any longer because I'm not that anymore. You know, hold on to what? What do you have to hold on to? You are always you, and you are always transforming, evolving, and changing if you let yourself. If you let yourself. So it's a very big turning point now. This Scorpio lunar eclipse, as my friend Louise Eddington pointed out in her post today, is the precipice where we will not have another Scorpio lunar eclipse for 19 years. So this one becomes the last one for a long time, and that makes it significant. Why? Because you get to decide how much learning and essence you're going to take from this. Now, if you pay attention, you can take a lot. Now, do you know where this is taking place in your chart? Because wherever this eclipsed moon is the area which is going to undergo the changes in relationships. So, if you know the house, if you don't, you should get a reading. It would be a good idea. And I do them. So you can get in touch with me and ask for a reading of your birth chart. So let's just know that at this time of this eclipse, there are some things that are absolutely supportive and some things that are absolutely not supportive. And in that space, we have, let's choose one that's not supportive first. And that is Venus in Gemini square to Neptune in Pisces, that is in the chart. Okay, because Venus is, you know, what we love and how we love. And in Gemini, she's been very involved in communications and trying to bring some grace and charm and, you know, love into the mind and things like that. It's not her normal place. She came out of Taurus. That was her normal place. But now she's, you know, maybe becoming a little under the rose-colored glasses spell and seeing things as better than they are and trying to act on them that way. Well, seeing what you want to see happen, what would I rather see than this, is not to be applied in the way of deluding yourself in the moment about what is. All right, so this is something when we're looking at changes and shifts in relationships, again, not just to people, but to places, issues, events, things, the rest of creation. You know, what do you do for a living, or what do you do for your daily routine, or, you know, how do you feel about, you know, certain things? What are you very attached to? So it's, you know, it's about being realistically looking at those things, not looking at them in a haze of, you know, what you wish they were, but in the sense of moving forward without fear and saying what I'd rather see happen to me instead of something terrible is this. I'd rather see me move into a greater sense of self and a greater responsibility for seeing and knowing the right path for me. And consequently, that will help you find the right path for your relationships to all these things. See? So the Venus energy has a helper, which is the Jupiter in Aries. They're exact. She's just past the exact sextile helpful opportunity. So the exploration of new, this is the helper. Not the idealization of the present or the past, but the looking at what could be, what could I do that would help me grow and help me be more of a true and authentic self in the moment that is evolving. We also have an interesting helper, which is Mars in Cancer at the moment. Not the best place for Mars, but moving into a trine to Neptune, which is perhaps using the spiritual quality to feel the security that Mars is trying to get through aggressive acts in some ways, you know, or complaining acts, or trying to control something. So if we were to allow ourselves to move into a more spiritual quality also, this will help us move forward without the fear and without the aggression. And Mars is speaking to this also by coming into square Jupiter in Aries. Now, we've spoken about this because of that incredible Aries-filled solar eclipse, right? So things have moved on. It feels a little softer now because we've got the sun in Taurus. Although at the time of this lunar eclipse, the sun in Taurus is, you know, just about to meet up. It's only 4 degrees away from Uranus. So all that stability is also feeling the fact that things will be changing. And in a very real way, in the mundane qualities. I know some of the things that I have felt myself grieving is having to let go of the world I knew, like literally the world I knew. And sometimes I feel more comfortable when I'm watching programs set in, you know, Regency England or something, or reading Sherlock Holmes novels, because things were so much more reliable, it seemed. See, this is always the truth, is things are always transforming and the things are always changing. But, you know, you grew up in a time maybe where, you know, we didn't have this crazy weather stuff, you know, which is sometimes very dangerous and very destructive, and we don't want it to happen to us, right? So it's, you know, it's kind of looking at this time, wanting to feel stable. And yet, you know, the negative Aries quality is not going to create stability. You know, like, well, I'm going to just rush in here and take over and just demand things. That's not the way. So Mars in Cancer square to Jupiter. Jupiter is still, you know, seated with Eris, goddess of discord, so we can expand in discord, you know, instead of take a look at what needs to be shaken up in a good way, but does it have to carry anger? Does it have to do that? Or can it just carry energy of change, something new? And this is why, you know, Chiron is still there in Aries. He will be for a while teaching us, how do I do this right? How do I get what I need without being aggressive? How do I find what's really what I need? That's kind of the little spread we're dealing with here. And so Mercury, being retrograde at this time, is allowing us the opportunity to review, go back over, and it is in a sextile to Saturn and Pisces, so we can, again, begin to apply some of our more visionary or spiritual ideas to how to structure things as we move forward. You know, the answers are not at the time of this full moon eclipse. The answers reveal themselves as you go on. You can move into, in the time before this eclipse, what you already see in terms of your relationships to things, because you do already see where there might be a discordant note, and it might be indicating that that's not something for you to do anymore, whatever it might be. It may be indicating that it just needs a tweak or two in order to be more relevant for your future. But as the time rolls out, then, when you see the changes taking place, 6-month orb of influence, then you will be more ready to deal with it because you have contemplated and told the truth about it and said, this is where I must find the transformation taking place. Okay? So it's a big moment. It's a precipice, as I said. And it's happening to everybody, not just where the shadow is falling. We're all going through this. And there are other planets and things going on, but I think that's probably enough, you know, for us to understand that the change must be embraced to the extent that you can embrace it. That will make you stronger. And resistance is futile, as they say, or that which you resist persists, you know, and resistance is something of the Taurus polarity. But again, moving towards that Uranus, there will be a change. Definitely. And again, the houses where this is are important. You know, one of the things that happens on May 5th under a Scorpio lunar eclipse is the coronation of a king who happens to be a Scorpio with the moon in Taurus. You know, and his public life house is Taurus. So the sun is there for him, but where's the moon? The moon is in the fourth house of his family relationships. And do we already see that there's a problem there? And is one of those problem people going to be present for the coronation? Why, yes. Yes, his son will be there. The son that lives in California now. So, you know, you can see it just knowing someone in that's famous in the outer world. You know, the house is showing where relationship energies are going to have to change. You know, we can imagine maybe how they're going to change, but we won't really know because it is the path of this individual, Charles. You know, just the fact that he's king changes his relationship foundationally, absolutely, to everyone, in a sense, right? So we don't have that necessarily. Maybe, maybe if yours is in the fourth house, it may be like that too. So just to give you an example of where the eclipse falls, in another example, we have two people in our government, the president and the speaker of the house, who are being affected by this eclipse and having it in the house of people they work around all the time, and also health. Okay? So, you know, we have the ability to watch these things play out in the lives of others. You know, people are going to, something's changing there. Something will have to change there. And what will it be? You know, again, that's the individual. So, if you happen to have planets that are 14 degrees of the other fixed signs or the Scorpio Taurus signs, if you have those kinds of connections to 14 degrees Taurus or Scorpio with your ascendant or your midheaven or your nodes, this will be felt faster if it's making it a direct aspect in your chart. If it isn't, it's still happening, and it may be revealing itself a little later on down the road. But anyway, it's, you know, it's not something to avoid, and it's not something to fear. It's something to bring into your own awareness so that you can experience, you know, what you are at this time and what you would like to see yourself be in the future. And that's what I will conclude with, and I'll say goodbye for now.